Okay, so we're doing a new sugya related to brachos, but a different brachos mitzvah. So the Gemara is on Safim Zayin Amar Aleph 7a, three lines from the bottom. Okay, and basically it's the basic idea of this Gemara is that you have many mitzvos, and before you do a mitzvah, you have to say a bracha. Before it's called the Berachos Ma'aseh Mitzvah. It's a bracha on the action of doing a mitzvah. An action of mitzvah demands that you make a bracha prior to doing it. And the way the bracha goes is Baruch Atah Hashem Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, acknowledging God, Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvosav V'Tzivanu, who I guess gave us Kedusha, sanctified us through His mitzvos, and commanded us V'Tzivanu, and commanded us blank. Okay, and there's basically two ways they go. Either they say V'Tzivanu commanded us to do so and so. Lehadlik ner shel Chanukah, let's say, to light the Chanukah candles, commanded us to light with a lamed le, or you could say al, let's say al netilas lulav, commanded us on taking the lulav. We don't say commanded us to take the lulav; we say commanded us on taking the lulav. Okay, so basically you have lots of berachos of mitzvah. Okay, so berachos of mitzvah again is brachos on mitzvos. You have many berachos of mitzvah. A lot of them are with lamed. Le, two, and a lot of them are al, on. And the basic question in the sugya is, how do we, what's the determinant? When do we do one, when do we do the other? What's it based upon? Because there are a lot of mitzvos which we have sources that tell us which way it goes, like Amaros or whatever, but what the unifying theory is not clear. And depending on what the unifying theory is you could decide what to do in cases where it's not explicit in Amaros what to do. Okay, so it's important to get a conceptual theory for how this thing is working. Yeah. Okay. So, right. So it's important to come up with a theory of what's when you say what. So, but the Gemara that we have at hand, the way this also gets to get started, is by the mitzvah of bedikas chametz. Okay, because there's always some psachim. So the mitzvah is on Pesach. Before Pesach, you have to search your home for any chametz and search, and if you find any, you have to destroy it. So prior to doing bidikas chametz, you make a bracha, right? Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvosav mitzvah. And the question is, what bracha do you say? Do you say al or le? Okay. Again, literally, al means on bir chametz, or le means to destroy chametz. Okay. So based upon this is where it gets started. Again, Machlokes Gemara discusses bidika in a few other cases, but the Rishonim from this. They go off, and we're going to see. We're going to do a Ran, we're going to do a Rash, who quotes a Riva, and Rabbeinu Tam, and there's a Rambam. There are a lot of different, basically different approaches, totally different, similar approaches to what is the determinant for all the brachas. Okay, basically the Ri, it's amazing, the Ri, Tosos, one of the Rishis and Tosos basically gave up. He says there is a reason. He says, in the Tosos on Zayin Amid Hilchasa, he basically in the middle. He says, "V'yesh tam bebrachos." There's a reason for all the brachos. V'ri lo matzah tam lechal brachos. But the Ri could not find the reason that explained all the brachos. Wow. So based on all the knowledge, all the cases that he had, he couldn't come up with satisfactory theory. So that's why there's no Tosos really goes through it. Okay. So apparently he had some thoughts in the matter, but none of them really fully worked out. So he simply didn't write it. Okay, it's interesting, but I mean the Arishonim who did have theories, I guess they held it, they did work them out. So we're gonna do those. But again, this is a little preview. So this is what's very interesting about this sugya. I think it's a good summer sugya, is that it touches on many many mitzvahs. Like in order to know what bracha you make on a mitzvah, you have to know two things. You have to know the principle that governs what bracha you're supposed to say, but you also have to know about the mitzvahs. Because you have a principle and they have to apply it. So you have to know a little bit about a given mitzvah in order to know how it fits into your formula. Even if you knew the formula, it doesn't necessarily mean you necessarily know how to apply it, because you have to know a little bit about, So in explaining these things, certain details come up about about many, many mitzvahs, And it's like, we're not going to actually go through every single sugya and every single mitzvah, but parenthetically, it's going to touch on a lot of different mitzvahs. So it's like a good, it was a good survey of svaras and, Although it's a little bit, the difficulty is that we're not holding in these sugyas, so we're going to kind of have to touch on all these different things without fully going into them. But, with the guidance of the Rishonim, hopefully we'll, get inside.
But it's very interesting. It's like from day to day we could be doing. One day we do sugya about Svira, another day about Bidika, another day about Erev, another day about Lalulav. It's like all different. You can't, without getting into the particulars of the mitzvahs, you can't really discuss these things. So that's some previews. Okay? So here we go. So Amar Yehuda, Habodik Tzarach Shivarech. Person searches for chametz, you have to make a bracha. My Mavarech. What does he make a bracha? What bracha? Rav Papi Omar Mishmei Durava Omer Livaer. Chaim, do you mind grabbing the door? Livaer. Okay. It means to remove, I think. Remove, destroy. So it means Livaer. Okay. To do beer. Okay. Livaer chametz. So that's where Papi says Livaer to. Right? Again, Asher Kedushom Zos of Zivanu, who sang to us in the mitzvahs and commanded us to destroy the chametz, to remove the chametz. Rav Papa Amar Mishmei Darava, Al Biyor Chametz, on Biyor Chametz. Okay, on. So it's not much you can do at this point, right? Okay, so hey, so let's define this one, right? You need a little more information. I mean, altogether, it's hard. It's like somewhat semantics. That's hard about this idea. It's like somewhat grammar, semantics. You have to kind of figure out what's the difference, really. What's the difference between these different, It's Pesachim. So it says, the Gemara says further. It says, B'livoer kulei amalo pligi divadai lehaba mashma. So if you say livoer to do biar, everyone agrees that implies the future. Okay? Implies the future. What does this mean? Rashi. B'livoer kulei amalo pligi divadai lehaba mashma. V'shaper dami. And then it's good. Debracha kodem asiyas mitzvah b'inan k'dal kaman. So the halacha is when you make a bracha on a mitzvah, so you have to make the bracha prior to the mitzvah. In general, almost always. Okay, there are very, very few exceptions, but essentially, you always do it before the mitzvah. You make the bracha, and then you do the mitzvah. Okay, it's called over l'asiyasam. Which is like prior to doing the mitzvah. So since you do it, you're making the bracha before you do the mitzvah, you want to give a shevach, which has an implication of the future. Because you're making the bracha, and in the future, right afterwards, going to do the mitzvah. So you want to have a bracha that implies that you're giving praise about something which is up and coming, not about something which you already did in the past, because you didn't do it in the past. Okay? So it says, everyone agrees, livayer, le, implies the future. So it says, God who commanded us to do bir chametz, and then you do bir chametz. So it implies, and the implication is, to do it, to do what? What I'm about to do. So the le commanded us to do something implies that the bracha is going on something in the future, and therefore it's good because it will sufficiently relate to the bracha, to the mitzvah. Like on the surface, the bracha mitzvah is like qualifying the action. It's like the action is a ma'aseh mitzvah. You're giving praise about this action, and the praise is relating to the action and rendering it or praising that it's not just the regular action, it's an action of mitzvah. So the bracha is related to the action, directly related to action. But in like a berachas ha'anim, it's just a thing. You have no right to eat unless you give praise about, unless you preface it with praise. It's like a matir. You don't have a right to enjoy the world without first recognizing the one who gave you the world. Mm-hmm. But I mean, on the surface, berachas ha'mitzvah is different than that. The Rav had a svara that, maybe we'll get to it at some point, but the Rav had a svara that, based on a deduction in the Rambam, that bracha mitzvah also is a matir. The bracha mitzvah, you don't have a right to do a mitzvah because God gave you a mitzvah. You don't have a right to make use of a mitzvah without a permit. It's a similar idea. The Rambam basically says, just like when you eat, in order to eat, you have to make a bracha, so too when you do a mitzvah, you have to. So there's a comparison. So I didn't hear the Rambam say, it's famous. The Rambam held that it means just like. It's a different thing. So no, it's also a permit. But whatever, let's leave that alone for now. So a simple pshat, it's not the simplest idea. So the idea is, if you're doing a mitzvah, you get praise on the mitzvah, and this is not just an irregular mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah, it's an action which is part of a system of kedusha. God sanctified us and giving us a mitzvah and commanded us to do this thing, and now you do the thing. So that's the simple way to do it. Okay. He says, by the way, it's as opposed to berachas shavach, the berachas of praise, which is like if you hear thunder, then you give praise after you see the thing, or after you hear the thing, or if you see something beautiful, or whatever, different things, that's a rainbow. It's a response, exactly. These are not responses. These are prior. Okay? Fine. So it says, so everyone agrees that if you say le, it implies the future, and that's good. You want to imply the future, and therefore le will work. In other words, the Gemara is saying, simple idea of the Gemara, the Gemara isn't saying, the machlokas doesn't mean, do you have to say le, or do you have to say al? Everyone agrees le is perfectly fine. Because le, va'er, to do beer, implies the future, and that's what you want to do, and that would be fine. No problems. That's not the machlokas. Ki pligi be'al beer. What about on beer? If you say on, commanded us on burning chametz, or getting rid of chametz. Mar sover meikar mashma, one position maintains that implies like the past, from meikar, like from originally, from the past. Right, Rashi. Al biur shabi arti, on the biur that I already did, v'harei adayin lo badik, but you didn't do it. You didn't do it yet. Da bracha kodem bedika hi. Because the bracha is before the bedika. Right, biur hainu b'dinami bedika. So biur removing includes, the bedika is basically part of the biur. Part of the removal is the searching. So he's just saying, it's using those interchangeably. But the saying is that you don't want to say al, because al implies means God who commanded us on doing biur, which I already did, but you didn't already do it. You make the bracha before you search. So therefore, it's not appropriate to say al. You can't say al. So therefore, Rav Papi says, levayer. You could only say le, because that implies the future. But al implies the past. And marsavar leba mashma. And the other position maintains, no. Also, in addition, not only does le imply the future, al also implies the future. So therefore, you're okay. They both imply the future. So therefore, you could just say al. It doesn't make a difference. Okay, so you can say al or le. So when the Shigai said, say al, he didn't mean that that's the only option. He just meant that's also an option. Whereas the other position says, no, your only option is le. Yeah, okay, so on the surface, the problem is, what's the machlokas here? I mean, just to point out, the guy said it's true, is that according to the al shita, you do either one, you do al or le. Either one works. Is there a preference for al? We'll see. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. Rashi says no, the Ravid says yes. We'll see. But on the surface, on the essentially, there is no preference. Maybe accidentally, there's a benefit to teach people that al works, which is a whole different discussion. But essentially, the position that says al, they both work. And when he says al, it doesn't mean only al, it means even al. Al or le, they both work. Okay, whereas the other guy says, no, al doesn't work, because al implies the past, le implies the future. Okay, so the problem is, on the surface, is it sounds like grammar. So, machlok is about grammar. Right, I mean, what's they arguing about what the word means? I mean, what kind of question is that? That's not a very attractive machlok is maran. Okay, we give some sort of idea here. So, you'll see. So let's look a little... let's read a little from the Gemara, because Tosus helps us out a little bit, but we're not ready for the Tosus until we read a little from the Gemara. Okay? So the Gemara says Mesvei. Baruch, okay, Baruch, Asher, Kedeshem, Sosov, Vitzivanu, Al HaMila. Okay, so you say the bracha on Mila, right? Al HaMila. And when do you say that? Before you do the Mila. Okay, Bris Mila, circumcision. Before you do the Mila, you say bracha. Al Hamila. So doesn't that imply that Al implies the future? Right? Because otherwise you shouldn't say Al. You should say Le. So you see, apparently Al implies the future. So how could, and everyone knows that. It's a Braisa. Tanaic statement. So how could Rav Papi say Al does not imply the future, it implies the past? So the Gemara says, well, hold on. Hasam, Hechi Nema. What do you want the guy to say? Nema Lamel? That God commanded me to do Mila? To circumcise? Lo sagya de la'av sagya de la'av ihu ma'el? What do you mean? Let's say you have a ma'el, right? A professional ma'el, circumciser. So what's he supposed to say? God commanded us to do Mila? But that's not true. God didn't command him to do Mila. God commanded the father to do Mila. So he was not commanded in doing the mitzvah. So you can't say... You can't say la if you weren't commanded. Rashi. It says, Nema lamol bidmiya. Right? It's a question. Mashma de osa rofe hamalas kalbaneo ir. It's tava lamol asatino. This doctor. I guess they used to have a doctor doing it. So this doctor. Right? Your dad's a doctor also.
Yeah.
He doesn't. So, but most of them are. Right? So this doctor who's circumcising the whole city was commanded to. do mila. Like I said, Hashem is not a to do. La mo means that you are commanded to do this action. So you could say that by a mitzvah, you are commanded to light candles. Because you are commanded to do to light candles. You're saying, is he commanded us to do this action? But are we commanded to do mila? Right, the guy who's doing it, he's doing this action. Was he commanded to do mila? He wasn't commanded to do mila. He's just a doctor. He doesn't even have any children, whatever. The father was commanded to do mila. So he's doing it. He can't say the praise has an implication that that when he's saying this thing, he's responding to a command to do this action. And he's not. He was not commanded to do this action. He was commanded on this institution. He's commanded al hamila. He's commanded on the institution of mila. And he's responding, he's involved in that institution. But he was not commanded to do mila. Let's just say Rashi. V'chi lo sagid lav ihu ma'il. Alav ha-mitzvah mutalas. Is the mitzvah upon him. V'alo alav ha-mutal. It's on the father. K'dam rekedushin. Aval biur. Mitzvah al-bala chametz mutalas. But by biur chametz. So the mitzvah is on the owner of the chametz. V'chol ish v'ish bodik peso. Each person does b'dika on his house. Right? So therefore... And since therefore you could say, who commanded me to do biur, because you were commanded, lo name al biur, so you can't say al biur. Or Papi will say, you can't say al biur, because al biur implies the past. So you can't say it. But by Mila, what do you want the guy to say? You want him to say la? You can't. He has to say al. He doesn't have a choice. So then the Gemara says, Aviya ben Michael and Mema, so what about the father? So say the father does it.
Right.
Let's say the father does it. So he was commanded.
Exactly.
So he was saying Anokonami. So you're right. So he will say La. So he'll say La. So he will say La. He was commanded. And you're right. He will say La. How do you know? All you know is the Brisa says Alamila. But the Brisa doesn't say who it's talking about. So right. I'll tell you the Brisa in the normal case. The normal case is fathers don't do it. Who does their own Mila? Their own kid's Mila. So in general, it's done by a doctor. So therefore, in general, it says, oh, that's the Brisa talking about. But you're right. If a father does it, he'll say La. And the Rambam has that. I don't think we do that. The Ran, this is one of the machloksim. But the Ran holds the father that doesn't. The father, you never say al. You never say le. You always say al. But this Gemara, the Ran paskins. The Ran says this is only going to one shita. But whatever. But he's saying is right. The father will say le because he was commanded. The mal will not say le. He wasn't commanded. He'll have to say al. So let's just finish Rashi. It says Ubrachin Avi Michael Meimar. Right, what about the father? If you're telling me that al implies the past, and this guy could say lamol because he was commanded, the father. Michael Amemar, what are you going to say? How do you permit him to say alamila? Right, how do you permit him? He has to say lamol. Funny language, funny way to say it. How do you permit him to say it? What was it? Permit? It's not like permit is like an isra.
Well,
it's like,
can.
Yeah, that's not the right bracha. Like, what does it mean? It's like, how do you permit him? What does it mean, permit him? What's permitting him? It was a permission. Right? Like I said before, also, if you could say livar, then you can't say al. Is there a question? No, so David's question is good. It's the question is that if you're going to tell me the reason why Papa says you can't say, I'm sorry, Papi says you have to say le, it's because you can't say al because al implies the past. And the past doesn't work because this is you do it, it's not past. So now you're saying the father, what do you want him to say? He can't say Lev, the Moel can't say Le because he wasn't commanded. Okay, so he can't say Al either because Al implies the past and it's not the past. So if you really think, Manasha, you Rav Papi really believe that Al implies the past, so then who cares? What's my answering? So the father, what do you want him to say? I don't know. He's stuck. I don't know, say something else. Can't say lick, can't say al. I'm not sure what you want him to do. How does that solve the problem? But the fact that your father does do it, the model does do it, implies that apparently al could imply the past.
Right.
So then, look at about the future. So then what's the problem? Tosis asked this question, by the way. We're going to do Tosis. See, I mean, you may be wondering, is according to the father also wasn't really commanded to do it. Because you see, the father could use a shliach. So if he was really commanded, how could he use a shliach? So he could use an agent. So you could have said, so he wasn't really commanded either. He should also say al. But the Ron discusses that. I mean, it's a good question. But still, he was commanded. I mean, in the simple level, he was commanded. Dumila, the fact that he could make use of an institution of agency, that's
different. That mean? It's not
that's separate. Well, he wasn't commanded to do this action. He's commanded to, you could argue he's commanded to make sure it gets done.
He wasn't commanded to do the action. Why can't you
Well, lamol means to circumcise.
And why can't you outsource what you're commanded in?
Well, you're commanded. If you're commanded to circumcise, then you're not circumcising. I can outsource what I want, but I'm not going to be outsourcing mitzvah because I was commanded to do this action.
Is that how shlichus works, though?
Well, how can shlichus work? If the mitzvah is to do this thing, I mean, it's a good question. I don't know how shlichus works, but let's say I'm commanded to eat matzah, so I can't outsource it. So I can't. I'm not doing the action. So if you say I'm commanded to do the action,
right?
Then on the surface, so it must be. I can understand shlichus works if I have to make sure it gets done. So I make sure it gets done. The shlichus could somehow make it like I'm making, you know. But if I'm commanded to do this action, it's not so easy to see how that works. Just, you know, I mean, you could argue. I'm just throwing it, you know. I thought you were asking that, so I'm not mentioning it. But yeah. So the big question is that how does it work? The big problem is that if you're telling me that Rav Papi's position is that Allah implies the past, so who cares that the father has no choice? He can't say le, the moel can't say le because he wasn't commanded, but he can't say al either because al implies the past. So the top tosis on Zayin Amud Beis. Ki pligi bal b'yachamitz mar savar lo shavar mashma. Pirush Rabbeinu Tam l'shavar mashma tfeil milaba. That al implies more the past than the future. Avol mekomok mashma nami kitzas laba. But a little bit, it implies the future. Okay? More. Like 70-30 or something. I don't know. Whatever, right? So a little bit more implies more the future, but a little bit the past.
And more the past.
Yeah, right. More the past, but a little bit the future. Right. They're kind of opposites, right? He says, how do you know? The ilo mashma klalaba. Because if it weren't mashma the future at all, elolish avar, it only implies the past. How could you say that the father could say, the moel could say al, right, because he doesn't have a choice, but how could he say al? Al implies the past. Well, because we can't come up with a good way to say it, we're going to tell him to say a bracha that implies the past, then it's not the past. So he says, you can't lie. Right, what are we going to say? I don't know. Better not say anything. You can't say a bad bracha. You can't say a bracha that says, God commanded me to do the milah that I already did, but you didn't already do it. That's a bad phrase. What kind of shavach is that? So what are we going to say? I don't know. Make up something else. Say nothing. It's not a good way to... So he says, so what must you say? You must say that al implies... Generally, al implies...
The past.
But it a little bit could imply the future. So if you don't have a choice, so then you have to say al. Can't say le because you weren't commanded. So the moel can't say le, he wasn't commanded. So he can't say al. And al, in that case, is being used to imply the past.
To imply the future.
But in a case where you have the ability, Rav Papi says, but by Bior, where you don't have this problem with saying le because you were personally commanded, and this is what Rashi means, what right do you have to say al? Because al implies the past. The standard case of al implies the past.
That helps trivia.
So you don't have any right to choose al, which implies the past, where the simple way is that it implies the past. You don't have a right to choose that instead of le, which clearly implies the future. Okay, but, right? You don't have a right to choose it unless you don't have a choice. Okay, but Rav Papa, so what does Rav Papa hold? So there's two ways to go. I mean, you could say he argues on the grammar and he says, no, al also implies the future normally, in which case you're stuck in the same problem of saying is that it's a grammar machlokas. Or you could say he agrees that it generally implies the past, but it could imply the future. But he just says that's okay. Look, it sometimes implies the future. So that's okay. You know what I mean? That since it once it implies it, you know what I mean, there you see like room already for an argument. I mean, you have to figure out how you're gonna say it, how you're gonna do it exactly, but it's not so straight that they're saying, does al mean future or past? I mean, that machlokas. Anyways, besides the father-son problem, that's not conceptually a good machlokas. But you see, from Tosas isn't saying it because of that. He's saying it because of the father-son thing, the moel. It must be, he's saying, is that it kind of implies the future. So now already you have a question, does kind of implies the future work? Or only if it definitely, or you only could do that if you don't have any other choice. Right? And then the Gemara kind of reads. I mean, you kind of get the read of the Gemara. But that's basically what we have to explain then.
So you're reading Sharinan in Rashi?
Yeah, I'm saying the same way. I think Rashi is going to read the same way. That's what he says, that if you have a right to say La, I mean, we have to define these things. I mean, this is not as far as yet. We're just kind of talking. But if you have a right, if you have the ability to say Le, you have no right to say Al. I mean, why not? You could say, I mean, you could see what Papa's saying. Why not? If it implies, it implies it. So it doesn't imply that much. I mean, whatever. It's hard to know altogether. What does this thing mean? I mean, anyways, right? I mean, that sounds ridiculous, right? The whole thing, I mean, I didn't ask this. This is what you were asking. What does it mean? The word sometimes implies the future, usually implies the past, but, oh, sometimes implies the future? I mean, they're opposites. How does it do that? And how do you decide? I mean, the whole thing is
funny. Crazy.
True, I mean, you see from Tosis, apparently, he holds it impossible to say that if the word does not imply the past, he's saying, is God commanded us to do this thing that I already did? And that was the only way that you could possibly interpret the word. There's no way to read it any other way. So that's ridiculous. You can't say that bracha. So this is an impossible problem. The Gemara can't read. That's our problem. I mean, how could you say, okay, well, what do you want the father to say? I don't know. Can't say Al. What do you want the mother to say? Can't say Al. It doesn't work. It's the past. So he says it must be. Sometimes it can mean the other way. That's what he's saying. It must be. Now, what kind of thing is that? I only have to explain it. Apparently he thinks it makes sense. But it sounds sounds like a funny thing. And now, of course, that's one question. What kind of thing is this whole idea? And the other thing is, what's the machlokas? Right? I mean, what is the machlokas? Funny machlokas. What are they arguing about? Right? All of that. I mean, let's see. Maybe let's just finish. Let's read more of the Gemara, because why not? But, I mean, the Gemara just keeps going. Let's finish. There's a good point. Chaim is mentioning is that it also says that it can't be Al, because it can't be that it only implies the past. Because then what? Because we don't have any solution. You're going to say a sheker? Say a lie? I mean, we'd say it's a lie. Just say that how could the bracha work? How could you say that bracha if it implies the past? It's not a good bracha. Of course it's not a good bracha. You're implying the past and it's not, and that's before the bracha. So why do you have to be being sheker? You're lying. You just say it's not a good bracha. So it could be, you could say, is that you're just saying it's worse than just not being a good bracha. It's lying. I mean, if you really held Al means, it's as if you said on the beer that you commanded me and that I already did, then you're like lying. It's not only is it not a good bracha, it's a worse problem. I mean, it could be a random time just trying to be emphatic, is that it's impossible to say, even if you want to try fancy footwork and say, no, it's okay, it will work, halachically, but I mean, you're just lying. I mean, you're just making a false statement. And Shevach, that's the whole thing here is Shevach. You can't, it's very nice you want to do a mitzvah, but the whole idea is Shevach is the whole institution. You can't just, you know. It's a good question, though. It's worth keeping in mind. Maybe we could address it more. I don't know. But it's a good question. Another question you could also ask, I don't know if there's a problem, but the Gemara, I'm just thinking, is the Gemara just says, I'll be, or is it doesn't imply the future, it doesn't imply the past. I guess there may be a time I'll have to say, simple pshat doesn't imply. Yeah, I don't know. That's good. How do you read the Gemara? How do you read the Gemara?
With what?
The question is, does Al imply the future or does Al imply the past?
Given his idea that it's both.
Yeah, give him a minute of time. What do you mean? It's not the question. The question is, no, it definitely implies, simple pshat as implies the past. It could imply the future.
Right,
the question, does it work
Gemara,
or not?
Right,
and you read the Gemara. You know, I mean, how does the Gemara read exactly? Okay, so that's part of the question. So let's just read the Gemara further. I don't know if it's going to enhance anything, but I think at some point we're going to have to do it. It's not very complicated, but it's kind of going through more cases. So the Gemara says, "Meisvei Rosh Hashanah al Shchita." So you say on Shchita. Before you do Shchita, you say on Shchita. You commanded us on Shchita, al Shchita. So that again implies that Al implies the future. So it says, "No Hasanami Hechinema Lishchot." What are you going to say? You commanded us to do Shchita. Lo Sa'id Lavi Yushachet. But you don't have to do shchita. There's no halacha anywhere that no one's ever obligated to do shchita. If you want to make meat kosher, then you use the shchita. If you're not interested in eating meat, you don't have to do shchita. So you can't say God commanded us to do shchita. It's optional. So you can't say less. You have to say al. Okay. So the Gemara says, I pesach kachim aikel and what carbon carbon pesach kachim. There you are commanded to do it. Right? You are commanded. It's not just an obligation, optional thing. So says Enochanami, so you're right. So by Pesach and Kachim, you'll say La. Same thing, because you're commanded. So you will say Lishcho. Okay.
Oh,
can I ask you a
question?
Yeah. Okay, so there's the Meisvei. So we say Al Natias Lulav, on taking the Lulav. But you do it before taking the Lulav. It says Shani Hasa to be in a Dagbe Nafikbe. So it's the way it works is you pick it up and then you make Nevracha. Now, the second you pick it up, you're Yotze. You fill the mitzvah. So, therefore, you already were. So, therefore, it is past.
I'm supposed to say it before you pick it up.
Not according to this. Okay? I mean, it's a question. But, I mean, apparently the case is, the Gemara says, what do you mean? Ihachi lotzeis bo yatzel bo mi baile. The Braisa says, if you take the lulav in order to be yotze, it implies you didn't... It implies that you're going to do it. It implies
right.
it before.
Right.
So so why it should have said, if you picked it up, right? Should have said, if you picked it up to be yotzei in the past. And there's the grammar. There's enochanami, and we shouldn't think about this as safe. Alei shei besukatana reisha lotzei spal. Right? Tiktana seifa, osusukalatso, shoshonu kimanalzman, zenich, lotzei shei vamashonu, alei shei besukat. So basically saying is the grammar really should have said it the other way, but because it's one long brisa, because the other part of the statement wanted to say this way, so it said it this one this way. But it really would be the same thing. The saying is fine, whatever. It's just working out the pshat. So the other Gemara says, V'hilchasa al b'yarchametz. Okay, so the Gemara concludes. Okay, al, like Rav Papa. Right, that al, you say al. So Rashi says, and this is what you're addressing, it says, V'hilchasa al b'yarchametz, nami l'haba mashma. But he explains it a little bit. Albiur is also implies the future. Okay? The gabe mila nami, and therefore by mila, loshna aviyah ben menesh dalma. So it doesn't matter, the father or anyone else. The al abamashma. So everyone could say al. Right? Al amila nami kalamul dami. So al amila is the same as lamul. So the point is, the Gemara backed off. The Gemara's paskening, like the position of Papa, and saying it's al, and this way everyone could say al. So that's this is again. This, the Rambam doesn't all have this. Rambam has the father saying la, but the so Rashi is learning the Gemara is pasking. The al works. Al implies the future, and therefore al is just as good as la.
So okay? Is that could be a tam or not?
Yeah, it could be like a minute tam. Yeah.
I'm talking for a puppy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm just saying is, but the machlokas is, as Rav Papa is holding that it even implies the future. I mean, Rav Papa didn't explain what Rav Papa is going to say. So I guess we have to see. But I don't. There's nothing against a minute tam. They're discussing different. He's explaining the position. Well, it's the future. It works. He says al implies the future, so you can say al also. But from Rashi, would you say you have to say al? Bilchus al.
No.
No. It's just that also works.
Right.
Right. It's just saying that also works. That implies the future. You can do either one. Right. According to the way of reading Rashi.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Ron. The first Ron says. Why say bilchus al? Let's just say bilchus either one. So that's what he's going to say, that it's good to say al, to imply that, teach people that it all works. Whatever. Fine. So this is the Gemara. I mean, this is where he goes through these different cases. So you see there's another factor here, is whether you're already the Yotze or not. First question is what the law language implies, future or past. The other question is whether you're doing it, you yourself were commanded or it's someone else. And then there's always the question, did you already do the mitzvah or not? So, I mean, that's related to the first thing. But by lulav, since you already did it, so then, I mean, this whole question by lulav, because the problem is that by lulav, I mean, this whole thing is you turn it upside down. It's not so easy, because you want, and generally you do the bracha, it has to be right before you do the mitzvah. It has to be related to the mitzvah. Yeah. So, like, you want to have the mitzvah in hand, so to speak. Like, you're eating a food, you should hold it before you make the bracha. Doing a mitzvah, you should be holding it, so you're ready to do it. You shouldn't have an interruption between the bracha and the mitzvah. So, interruption. It should be in hand. It should be ready to go. So, therefore, you could argue that you don't want to make the bracha when lulav is on the table. So therefore, you pick it up and then make it afterwards. There are other solutions. You pick it up upside down, or you pick it up, have negative kavana. It might not to be able to say there's some different solutions. But that's what the Rambam and the Gemara is saying, is that it's talking about a case where you're doing it afterwards. That gets into a whole question about lulav, about how exactly you is best to relate the bracha to the mitzvah, you know? Just mentioning that. So I guess that's what we'll try to do tomorrow. I guess our goal here is to understand the machlokas. From the eyes of, I guess, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Unless you think Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam are different. So far, I don't see, from what we did today, I don't see a reason to differentiate, but maybe once we see this far, maybe they will be different, I don't know. But on the surface, what's the machlokes for Papa and Papi? Okay, from the eyes, definitely Rabbeinu Tam, because he explains a little bit, you know, but I guess if Rashi, he's Rashi's also. Okay, that should keep us busy for tomorrow, I think. Okay, after that, we'll go to the Ron.